Hello and welcome to this episode of the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. In this episode, we will be looking at how the bare fist system of the old boxers can be used and turned into a CQC system of close combat. What people seem to forget about the old martial arts, because most of them live in a strange little bubble, is that they were originally intended for fighting and killing and defending. So, the martial arts were designed to kill, to fight with, and to defend with. And what happens with these martial arts as different masters take over systems is they develop and condense systems. Some make them bigger, but a lot of them condensed systems into a fighting art that was straightforward, and relatively easy to use and learn. Because people in those days needed to be able to learn the skills quickly, because they might need to use them that very day. So you had to learn how to use something quickly, and teachers had to be able to teach you things that you could use straight away. Is that, no, martial arts take many, many years to master. Well, they do, to master, but it doesn't take very long to become effective. And most people are not looking to be a master of their martial art. Most people are looking to be effective in a one-to-one or two-to-one encounter. The thing about mastering a martial art and being a master of a martial art is time. Now, people who haven't done much time in it, they look down on grades. But the people who have done the most time in it think grades are a good thing, because, and simply because, it gives a student something to work towards, as well as allowing other students to recognise the abilities of people and the amount of years they've put into a system. But that's an argument I'll leave for the people who haven't been doing it very long, because they seem to love to argue about things that don't really matter. Now, when you do actually have a great knowledge of a particular system of martial arts, you can take parts of that and condense it into a personal system. A personal system for close combat. It's quite easy if you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, it's silly. So always seek out people who know more than you do and have more experience, if you want to personalise what you know. And they can help you condense it into a system just for you. Now, close quarter combat systems such as Defendu, which is probably the best one out there, and the greatest teachers of the Defendu out there are Clint Sykes and Ralph Grasso. Now, they're the people to go to if you really want to learn the real thing. Fairburn Sykes stuff, knife work, unarmed, everything. And especially Carl Sestari stuff, who was probably one of the best Defendu and unarmed combat men that anyone would ever meet in their life. Now, the difference between these kind of people and martial artists is that these kind of people live in the real world every day, whereas many martial artists, it's a hobby for them. It's a couple of times a week, maybe once a week. They go, they bang their weapons together, they throw each other on the floor and laugh, and they have the top protection and mat 6 inches thick. But no, these people don't do that. They just do it for real, and it absolutely is real. And if you ever want to experience it, if you get in contact with one of these people, either Clint Sykes or Ralph Grasso, you'll be astounded at what not only you can learn, but what you'll be able to do afterwards. Now, as for me, I've spent my life doing the English martial arts with Maester Terry Brown. And Maester Terry Brown is probably one of the most formidable martial artists you'll ever meet in your life. Although he's getting on in years, you still wouldn't want to chance it. And through him, I've learned everything I know about the English martial arts, whether it be the history or the actual system itself of English martial arts. But what I've begun to do for myself is to put together a number of the things that I was taught together for myself into a close combat system. And the idea of this came because there's too much to do in a whole system. It's like being a jack of all trades and a master of none. But if you can condense the stuff that you know and that you've used before, I mean, I'm lucky I got to use a lot of my stuff because that's what I worked at, doorman and bodyguard, blah, blah, blah. But so I know a lot of what works. So if you condense down, if you know it works, and you just have that core set of techniques, principles, and mindset, you will be onto a winner. You know, you're halfway there. And that's the way to do it. First of all, let me say, the most important part of any fighting system is the mindset, the mental training, not the physical skills. Now, if you have a mental toughness and you're able to maybe ignore a certain amount of pain and you have focus and attitude when going forward, then you're a good way there as well, because that's the main thing that counts. Having the bottle, okay? Having the actual courage to do what you have to do. Secondly, for me and in our art, comes the principles. We must allow the principles to be the driving force behind everything we do. Otherwise, for us, it's a no-go. And thirdly comes technique. Yep, third comes the technique. And the technique has to be quick, brutal, vicious, finishing techniques. They have to include hand strikes, leg strikes, takedowns, throws, releases, and weapons work. You have to know how to do all of this and flow from one to the other. You know, if you lose your weapon, you should be able to flow straight into unarmed until you can pick your weapon or get another weapon again. Now, remember, we're not talking about just walking down the street and some silly drunk moses. I'm talking about proper focused violence aimed at the person by people who are either on drugs, you know, want to mug you, whatever, potential rapists. In fact, anyone who is focused on doing you damage or hurting the people you love. And to have your little system within your system that you can rely on, the few techniques, the mental attitude, and the ability to know how to move, where to move, and how another person is going to move, will give you a great advantage in any kind of physical encounter. Now, of course, the best way to survive is to walk away, run away, fly away, whatever. But, no, a lot of times that's not possible. And if somebody pulls a blade on you and you try and talk your way out of it, boom, you're dead. That's it. Okay? There's no talking your way around someone who's determined to do you harm and they've got a weapon in their hand. No way at all. Not ever. And it doesn't matter how much you disagree with me and how much of a bleeding heart you are towards these kinds of people. They will kill you. They will maim you. And they will ruin your life and your family's life forever. So you need to be able to do the things you need to do. And this is especially for women as well, because women are vulnerable targets in today's society. I mean, I think they're as good a fighter, as quick, as deadly, and as vicious as men ever will be. Because women throughout the ages have always, always been warriors. So once again, you need to bring that warrior mindset forward. You need to bring forward the things that you don't want to bring forward. See, the only way to deal with violence is to embrace it. Accept it. Accept that it's there. Accept that one day you are going to have to face it. And accept that people and members of your family are going to face it. And then deal with it appropriately. Now you can go up to the school and tell the head teacher, oh, my son's being bullied, or my daughter's being bullied. Or you can teach them how to defend themselves, or get someone to teach them how to defend themselves. That's the best way. I mean, it's better to be called up to the thing, your son hit this person, than them go through months and years of bullying and end up hanging themselves from the ceiling light or jumping out the window, especially with this cyberbullying stuff. Teach them how to defend themselves, or get someone else to teach them how to defend themselves. Men, women and children, disabled people, teach them how to do it. When you go into your system that you've been doing for years and years and years, because you didn't need to be doing it that long to be able to do something like this, and you condense down what you know is effective. And there are many, many examples of things from First World War, Second World War, where systems and techniques from all different systems have been put together, especially for close combat. And you can look at these, and I can tell you every single technique you see in those styles is in your system somewhere. You can put that stuff together if you've trained in it, and you can make sure that you do your hand and arm and body conditioning. And I don't mean fitness conditioning. I mean making the weapons of your body hard. You know, if you're Japanese, makiwaras, if you're English, trees, you know, you hit them, elbow them, headbutt them, knee them, you know. Get bunches of bamboo the size of a person's neck and practice strangling it. It's all good stuff. I mean, people say to me sometimes, how can you live your life thinking about the martial arts all the time? Well, I don't. I think about defence all the time, and I think about defending myself and my family all the time, but I don't think about martial arts all the time. It's a different thing completely. Personal combat or close quarter combat is different to the martial arts. It's different, completely different. I mean, originally, that's what they were, but they're not anymore. But you can still find within the systems that stuff, and you can take it and make it your own. So everybody would want to know how to do that. But I'm not going to tell you, because if you're a martial artist of long standing, you already know. Get your pen out, get your pad out, get your thinking cap on. Because remember, a close quarter fighting system has to be as simple as possible. One or two hand blows, one or two throws, one or two chokes, two, maybe three kinds of kick. Keep them low. Releases from bear hugs, hair holds, chokes, releases from wrist grabs, you know, defending from the ground, defending on the ground, defending against kicks, you know, that kind of thing. But one or two things for each section, that's it. So you should end up with a tiny, small personal system within your system. And that will make you as effective as you can be. But remember, that's just the easy part. The hard part is the mental training. And for us, we also include the fighting principles, which other systems don't have, or that they're not explained in the same way that we explain, or they are explained in our system, the English martial arts. It's really, really very simple for people to do and to make themselves so effective. Instead of worrying about the thousand and one kata or forms, and to be an effective fighter, you need to keep it simple, you need to keep it vicious, effective, and you need to train your mind as well. You need to harden your body's weapons. So get out there, get your pen out, your pad out, your thinking cap on, go through the things that you know, put them together in a cohesive way, and you have got your personal fighting system. And it probably will make a lot more sense to you than it does anyone else. But if it's that effective and it's that good, not crash courses in self-defense, that's rubbish, right? None of that rubbish. Just proper, proper blood and snot fighting. So get it down, get it pat, and don't just give it away to anyone, because you don't want to put it in the hands of the wrong people who go out and do damage or steal it and pass it off as their own. What you need to do is keep it for yourself. Keep going through it, going through it, going through it. And then once you're really, really adapted to it, then you can start to show others. But in the meantime, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll tune in next time to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show.